Hi, I'm Christian Hennis-Meyer. You are watching or listening to Another Latino with a Podcast. This is episode 09. We have some technical issues with the audio, so the audio is not as the same quality as always. And I was tempted to just delete the episode, but I listened to it, and it's so funny, so enjoyable, that I hope you listeners can enjoy it as much as I did. So here goes the episode. To Another Latino with a Podcast. My name is Christian Hennis-Meyer, and today I am with Julio Ortiz. This is an amazing comic. I believe this is possibly the funniest person from El Salvador. That I know. And I just know him from El Salvador. So probably there's a lot of people funnier than him in El Salvador. But
I don't know.
But I don't know that yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't think I'm the funniest out of El Salvador. I'm not funny in Spanish, I don't think.
Do you have like funny like? Do you have more comics in your family in El Salvador?
Absolutely not. In El Salvador,
yeah.
Being a comedian is not a career in El Salvador. Like, you know, it's not like.
Not here. Like, are you making enough?
No! It's not a career here unless you get really big. But,
exactly.
Like in El Salvador, it's like if you tell them like that you do comedy, they're like, oh, you know, sos un payaso. You know, like you're a clown. Like, and I'm like. No, I do comedy, but then I can't explain it good enough, you know?
Well, you know that happens also in the Hunter Hitch. He has a joke about it.
Oh, yeah.
That his girlfriend was Japanese or Chinese, I believe. And when her girlfriend was going to tell the parents, like, what Hunter does, there's not a word that translates
to comedian. Yeah.
And it's like, the closest, like, yeah, my boyfriend is a clown.
I remember that. I promise I wasn't taking Hunter's joke.
I don't know what in Venezuela was. I mean, in Venezuela they know you're a comic, but if you're gonna travel like outside the country, let's say, you know, sometimes they ask you for the profession.
Yeah.
And there's not an option as comic, but there's an option for clowns.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, when Check. When are we gonna put comics as a profession? Like I'm not you, April people.
Yeah. Clowns, comedians, kind of the same thing. But yeah.
I was going to ask this to you. Have you been to El Salvador, like, after you came here? Like, have you been, like, constantly going there? Or?
So I haven't been constantly going there, but the first time that I went back was, like, in 2017. And that was after being away for, like, 17 years. You know, like I came here when I came to the U.S. when I was 7, and then I didn't go back until I was like 22 or 23 or something.
And you're so, like, what the fuck is this?
because the whole time I was like, the whole time I was here in the U.S., I was like, I'm Salvadoran, man. I'm from El Salvador. Like I took pride in that shit. And then when I got to El Salvador, I was like, I'm American, man. I'm an American. I'm an American citizen.
every time the police stop you, they're like, whoa.
They're like,
I have a green card, dude.
You show them my, like, ID, and they're like, oh, my God. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, but when you were with your family, like, no, I'm from El Pueblo.
Yeah.
I'm part of the streets.
I'm from the hood, bro. Yeah, me.
do you think if you go back and you take, like, 1 year, in El Salvador, do you think you will be able to do comedy in El Salvador and maybe do good?
Yeah, for sure. Because the times that I've been back, I've only visited for like a week,
okay.
And like I pick up on the accent right away. Like I feel like I'm like faking it a little bit because I don't normally have the accent when I'm like speaking to someone else.
Like,
in
what
Spanish.
Is the accent? Can you do the accent?
No,
because I can do another accents, but I cannot do Salvador accent.
You know what? I can't remember who has this joke, but someone has a joke that says that Salvadorans sound like Elvis. You know,
can you try to do it?
No.
Oye, papi, porque yo te puedo hablar así como dominicano.
Okay, nice,
esto
nice,
como,
nice,
no,
yeah.
Pero esto es la costa de así. Esto es dominicano, lo que hace el reggaetón. Yo te puedo hablar así.
That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
But like in Spanish, like El Salvador, it's more like. imagen, hoy no tengo la pista para ir a comer hoy, okay? Entonces tú me tienes que dar un poco de dinero.
They have like stop it.
Yeah, like, it's stop. Like,
that's what I'm gonna do when I go to El Salvador, like, hey, and they're like, he knows.
Yeah.
He's from the streets. He's from the hood.
don't mention me my name, but yeah.
Do you have any funny stories about El Salvador when you came? Like, when you were... It doesn't matter if it is when you were living there or when you went back in 2017. Anything that you are like, I'm going to stay in the United States. Thank you.
I have a funny and like dramatic story, I guess.
he went back like once to Latin America, and I have traumatic stories. Yeah. Okay,
and I have a past. No, it's when I was a kid.
He's old. He looks like a kid still. Like, he's like 34.
I'm a 34-year-old child. No, I'm about to turn 29. What's up? But when I was a kid, I remember I went to go get a little pet iguana from the store,
which is Salvadoran
as fuck. You got your cats, you got your dogs, but you also have your iguanas. So shout out. So I got a little pet iguana, and I love that thing. I love that thing with my whole life.
What was the name?
And I can't remember the name. I don't think I gave it a name.
How'd you love something without giving it a name?
Well, that's a good question, actually. Now you're questioning my love for my iguana.
I love that.
Yeah.
You just pointed.
I love you, iguana. Yeah.
That was the name, iguana.
So I love this thing. I would come home from school and I would feed it lettuce every fucking day.
Okay.
Right? And it got really big. I raised it from this little thing. It got really big. And I remember I came home from school one day and it wasn't in its cage.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, cool. My grandma probably just let it out to, like, run around and shit like that. Which I also did. I didn't walk it, but I just kind of ran around. So I was like, cool. My grandma probably knows where he's at. And so I went to the kitchen.
Oh.
And so I stepped in there, and my grandma was, like, cooking a big pot of something. And I was like, hey, grandma, like, where's my iguana? Like, where is he? And she didn't say a word to me, but I looked over at the sink and the tail was still in there.
No.
And it was like it still had like nerves in it and shit.
Dude, your grandma is fucking cancer.
She is. Yeah. No. And she kept livestock, and she like, cause we were not in a very.
You didn't have like all her food, or she just wanted like, I'm gonna fucking cook that.
Well, anymore. She like raised chickens, and then like she like chopped their heads off and plucked them and cooked them like old school.
But this
old
is school. No, but you know what? This is on you, because if you have named the fucking iguana,
no,
you would be like, hey, why do you do that to Dolorita?
Absolutely
like,
or not. No. She would have no remorse.
No remorse.
No remorse. No. So I walked into the kitchen and I was like, hey, where's my iguana? And I saw the tail, and I connected all the dots, and I went to my room crying.
Okay.
I was like, oh. And then 2 hours later, I'm bawling. I'm still bawling. My grandma comes into my bedroom, or like, you know, the room that I was in, and she goes, hey, dinner's ready.
Okay.
And she didn't say sorry. She didn't say anything. She just said, hey, dinner's ready. So I go, and I'm crying, but I'm also hungry. So I eat two bowls of this iguana soup.
Not even one.
Two.
You're like, I'm so sorry, Dolorita.
Yeah, I was just like, it was so good. I remember being really good.
And, is your grandma still alive?
No, she. That's actually the reason I went back in 2017, because she passed.
The reason I went back is to fucking kill my grandma.
No. Shout out my grandma, a saint. I don't care what she did to my iguana. She raised me right. All right. I'm never gonna besmirch the name of my grandma.
Dude, it's so weird that Latin Americans are like this. Like, if this happened to a white boy child.
Oh yeah.
In like, let's say Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, my grandmother killed my pet and feed me my pet to.
Yeah,
to
that's
me.
Child abuse.
That's child abuse. Yeah. Like, authorities will be involved in that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Latin America's like,
that's a normal Tuesday in El Salvador.
Would you want to have an iguana, let's say here in the United States, and your grandma is not alive, so maybe the iguana is safe. Unless you cook it, but
no, not an iguana. They get too fucking big. They get too big. I would have like a little horn, like a little lizard or something, like a horned lizard or something.
I want to have a chameleon.
Yeah,
I just like that. They're like
they're little like things, and then you have to like feed them something, and then they take it.
Just and you can give me like Lego swords and the swords, and they just grab.
Yeah,
them.
They just grab it. Yeah, I would love to have one of those, but not a big ass iguana. No, they're too.
I have too big. A neighbor, he had an iguana, and I believe the iguana just hate the guy because the iguana went outside to get sun, and he live in a fourth floor, and the iguana just jumped. The iguana was like, I just had enough of this fucking guy, and the iguana just jumped from the fourth floor.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what happened to the iguana? He was like, the iguana.
Yeah, he killed himself.
So I believe it's better if your iguana was murdered than if your iguana is like, I cannot stand this guy. I'm going to just jump.
Hey, my iguana had a will to live, all right? Which was cut short by my grandma.
This iguana was like done.
Yeah, no, this one was done. This one was like, man, I came from dinosaurs and I'm in a cage. Like, I'm about to
bye.
Go, you know?
You made me remember, I never had an iguana. I never had like super exotic pets. Like I had another neighbor that had a squirrel, and it was like really weird, but really it was cute. Having a squirrel is cool. Like that, I want to have a raccoon.
Oh yeah.
And I look it up, and it's
you gotta get a permit.
Yeah, a wildlife license, something like that.
Oh, okay.
But they're not that expensive, and the raccoon you can buy one for $450.
You would buy one?
You have to. You're gonna like just like foster one from the streets.
You probably could. if you really want.
I mean,
to.
No, you
needed to get it taken in and like get shots and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, you okay, yeah, you cannot fine. You cannot take it from the wild, but there's like. Like places that they raise the raccoons, and you can buy one.
Okay.
So, if you are like, yeah, Christian is crazy, he will never have a raccoon. Like, I have made research, okay? I'm this close to get a fucking raccoon. Because there's a dude, I follow so many pages, and they have like raccoons.
Raccoon pages?
I fucking love them. they're so fucking cute. Like,
they freak me out because they have little thumbs almost. You know, like they have like this thing.
Yeah,
like, how come it's us gorillas and raccoons? Like, where did God
and
do that? You know,
they grab stuff like this, and they just fucking run.
Yeah.
I've seen there's one video that I love that is like this, like it's like a couple, right? And the girl is with the raccoon in bed, and the guy is like annoying the raccoon. He's just like putting a blanket on it and just moving like this.
Oh, I've seen that.
And then when he puts the blanket out, the raccoon just like looks for the mom's. Man, and he just grabbed it like fucking save me from this guy. The like, raccoons are. I have never had like exotic pets, but I would like to have a snake. I believe snakes are dope.
Oh yeah,
but
snakes freak me out.
But I don't know. Like I don't have the herd to feed them.
Because yeah,
you
that's
have
the
to
thing.
Feed the mouse.
That's the thing. Feeding them is a whole other thing.
Yeah,
but
no,
it
I
would
cannot
be,
do that. There's
would
people that
and
enjoy.
Raccoon? Is that are those are your two
exotic animals? I will go with a raccoon.
Okay, yeah.
I love raccoons. Like they're so cute.
Yeah, and you don't have to, you know, live feed a mice. You know.
So
it's
I have some topics I want to talk about. Let's see the transition here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll skip this one. Maybe this cut. One. Cut. No. The transition is not that hard, I believe. You know, they say like kids are the future. Do you think that's actually the case? Because there's like a lot of studies like kids are just getting super dumb and dumber and super dumber.
Yeah.
Like these pages of raccoons, they have like a lot of followers. And I have seen like live streams that is like a professor giving like a free math class, A views. And there's this another live stream that is like a potato sleeping, and it's just like a potato with a blanket, and it's like 8,000 people watching that. So it's like I don't believe these people are the future.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also watch the potato.
You watch the potato.
Like, I don't watch the math live stream. I watch the potato, you know?
Is it actually sleeping?
Yeah, I'm like, I better stay on here for 20 more minutes. Just to make sure, you know? Just to make sure.
You just, like, put your cell phone to like, let's see if it's snoring.
Yeah, I comment. I'm like, is he sleeping? Is he okay? You know? Does this hurt the potato? You know? But, okay, I
can see you doing that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I do think kids are the future. I think kids are the future, but it's, like, not a good future. I just think that they are the future.
We're just going down.
Yeah, I have nieces and nephews, and they're, like, kind of getting into, like, a preteen age, like, before teenagers, and the shit that I see, like, on social media and TikTok and shit, and it's like, they can't read. And for a while, I was like, man, they can read. They can. And then I was finding out that, like, one of my nephews was, like, not reading my text messages. He was just making Siri read them for him. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I watched him try to type something up, and he just misspelled a couple words, and then he went back and he just talked it into the phone, and then it typed it for him. So, yes, I do think that they are getting a little dumber.
But I believe it's because technology are helping them too much with some stuff.
Well, yeah, they got spell check for everything. They got spell check. I don't want to sound like a fucking boomer. Yeah, like wave at cloud. You know,
I love that technology is helping, but at some point, like, I believe it's hurting us because, like, now you have the Google Translate, and you can basically go to whatever country, and you don't need to speak the language because you can translate with your phone. Like, where is the bathroom? ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
That's not
the word for bathroom, but and the Google Translate just translated. But since you have that, there's not any incentive to learn the language.
Yeah,
you just translate with the shit. Like, this happened. I don't know if you know about this. I know because I'm Venezuelan. Okay.
Whatever.
This happened because it was a Venezuelan doing it. Mm-hmm. A Venezuelan went to a bank and tried to rob the bank, but he didn't know English, so he used Google Translate. he was like, deja todo el dinero en la bolsa. Give all
the money.
he was doing and putting the cell phone in there. Imagine being so dumb.
They'll be like, sir, I gotta hold on. What is that?
Dame todo el dinero. Give me all your money.
Oh, well, sir, if you want to open up a bank account with us, you can do this.
No, esto es un atraco. This is.
Oh!
You just get super scared. Yeah. Oh my god! Well,
we're under attack, you know?
He doesn't listen the first time. He's like, can you repeat it?
Yeah.
Oh my god! How stupid is that?
That'd be me as a bank teller. Like, oh, get down! Everybody get down! You know?
Quédense en calma. Remain in calm.
You heard him. Remain calm.
He just changed the voice in Siri to a man to sound like more dangerous.
Yeah, more threatening. Yeah. God damn it. I don't want the British dude. That sounds not threatening at all.
You know, you have like you can do Homer. It's just like Homer.
Yeah.
Give me the money, home.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a little pause, but we're gonna continue with Are the Kids the Future?
Are Kids the Future?
And we're back. We're back after Kids Are the Future, we don't know. I believe this is a nice segue to the other topic that I have, that is like, what do you think about the ban on TikTok?
Oh, the ban on TikTok?
Because I did a little research and I was looking at why they want to ban TikTok. The most like common reason they do is like, all the data is going through a Chinese server and the Chinese is like spying on us, and it's like, every time that they're like, oh, don't allow like apps to track your information, it's like, I do not care with that. Like, what are they gonna do with my fucking information?
Yeah.
I actually I think I don't care. Maybe I'll care, but
you know how many people have my information already?
Exactly.
Like, why, what's China gonna do with a little Salvadoran boy's information? Like, what? I'm not rich.
They're like, we're gonna attack United States, but we need Julio to buy another iguana first.
yeah. They're like, we're gonna attack United States with Julio Ortiz. Julio, we can't use this.
We're gonna use. He had an iguana.
Yeah. Well, he's not rich, you know. I think it's bullshit.
But I believe the other reason, and I believe this is the actual reason, maybe that I'll be like, okay, you have maybe a point. Is that apparently, I don't know because I'm not in China, but apparently TikTok in China is like way different than TikTok in the United States. In what way? That in China they promote and they like give actual like audience to science videos, educational videos, something that will like help like the country to grow, let's say.
Yeah, they're actually learning.
They're engaging in an app and they're spending time on their phones, but they get something out of it. And apparently here, they push more the videos that don't give you anything to learn about. I don't know if this is true, because I'm not in China. If you're a person from China watching this video, first, how? But second, why you know Spanish? But third,
yeah.
Comment below.
¿Cómo sabes español?
Yeah, ¿cómo sabes español?
Dime ahorita. Dime. Ahorita, pendejo.
Just translate to Chinese.
China.
Just translate it.
¿Cómo sabes español, pendejo? Oye,
oye, no, So, but comment on, I just said something really racist in Chinese. Just comment that, if this is true, but apparently TikTok, like, this is the difference, and I believe it's true. Like, if you give a child, like, TikTok for hours, he's not gonna learn anything on that day.
Yeah.
So, are you in favor or against the ban on TikTok?
No, I'm against the ban. You know, I feel like I'm running for office or something when I say that. But yeah, you know, I really think it's like we got a bunch of old heads that are running the country, and they don't like what people are posting on TikTok. You know, like it is a lot of shit being like filtered out to us, like dance videos and like celebrity drama and like all this other stuff. But there is, like, a small thing of being, like, our government fucking sucks on TikTok.
Like, the taxes.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of videos that is, like, you, like, the company that hires you is paying taxes to hire you. Then it's paying taxes when they pay you. And that money that is already taxed, you get taxed because you receive it. And then when you buy stuff, those stuff are taxed. And then if you own, like, property, your tax on the property that you pay with money that was taxed and was taxed again when you, like, it's like so many taxes, and it's like, this is stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's stuff like that, and then, like, you get, you know, you see all the laws that are passed, like, in every other fucking country.
We just hear, like, the door, bum, bum, bum.
Go, go, go!
And then, we got it.
Yeah,
we got it, Christian.
Get him, boys.
We just,
yeah, you're just an op, and I'm like, oh shit, you know, like that'd be crazy if I get God in the fucking basement apartment, man. I would just kill myself.
Right, you're like, I'm a Venezuelan, I'm from El Salvador. Yeah, I promise.
No, but I really do think it's a bunch of old heads. Like, I don't know if you watched the trial that they had for, like, the TikTok CEO.
Yeah, they didn't know shit.
Yeah, they didn't know it. They're like, if my TikTok connects to the home Wi-Fi, then how come I'm getting all these young boys on my TikTok feed? And it's like, whoa, you just exposed yourself, brother. Yeah, it's called an algorithm. So what you like is going to come back.
Yeah, know? But I only like the white boys.
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
A lot of black boys on myself.
Oh my god. And dude, the whole trial was so, like, it was so hard to watch because they're, like, racially abusing this, like, this man from, like, I think he's from Taiwan.
Yeah, he was, like, from Taiwan, I believe.
Yeah, and I think half of them think he's Chinese and half of them don't know the difference. So they're like, if I'm in America, how can you hear my stuff from China? And then he's I'm from Taiwan. Like,
they were asking the question that didn't make any sense. Like, if I don't know TikTok, why I cannot remember the password to my email? And he's like, What did you say?
Tell me this, Mr. CEO. Why won't my daughter talk to me anymore?
You know? I was like, what?
Yeah, it's the stupid shit that they get asked. And it's like, and you see people like that running our country. And then you see like a lot of shit on TikTok being like, these people don't know anything. They pass laws that benefit them. And they just like, you know, they're just keeping this whole thing running for themselves. Like, no one's doing anything for like younger people or, you know, people with like...
I believe I am in favor of the ban of TikTok, not because I want TikTok to be banned, but I do believe... No, but I do believe that if they ban TikTok, that will push people from here, from America, Latin America, whatever, to create their own platform that will take the place of TikTok. Because if TikTok goes down, it's not going to be like, oh, well, we don't have this anymore. It's like something else will replace it. And apparently there's a project, and maybe this is why politicians are actually, that this is the hidden secrets about the ban of TikTok. Because Elon Musk, he has Twitter now. You know, Twitter bought the rights to Vine. Remember Vine?
Mm-hmm. I love Vine.
I love Vine.
Yeah.
And apparently they want to bring it back. But how can you bring Vine back when there's TikTok?
Oh, okay.
So if they ban TikTok, I believe maybe like there's like something there that Elon Musk is like, yeah, ban TikTok so I can push Vine.
So I can push Vine. Mm-hmm.
That might happen, but...
I don't know. I also, if TikTok goes away, where am I gonna see the sleeping potato live? You know, like the
in Vine.
No, not on Vine.
It's not the same.
Vine's not gonna have the sleeping potato. Okay.
If they ban TikTok, where am I gonna see video of a lot of stuff going on while I watch Subway Surfer in the bottom part of the screen?
Yeah. How will I pay attention normally? You know, like it's.
You know, yeah. They should make movies now, but it's like the half of the screen is the movie and the bottom half of the screen is the
Subway Surfers.
Subway Surfers. Yeah. Of Minecraft, like, jumping.
Yeah, and you're like, man, this movie's great.
This is the old Oppenheimer. It's amazing.
not in favor of the TikTok ban. I don't really like that.
I am a little in favor because I would like to see what can replace it.
Okay.
I believe that's
freedom of the market.
Freedom of the market. Because Instagram doesn't have like that power. Like
the Reels don't do it for me.
Yeah.
The Reels don't really compete with TikTok. Yeah, maybe once TikTok is gone, they will. But
no, I believe if TikTok is gone, Vine will come.
Okay.
I said it here. It's
30 April 30th, 2024 at 7:05 p.m. and you heard it here first. Vine will make a comeback.
And when TikTok is banned.
When TikTok is banned.
Dude, if this happens,
clip
like,
this.
No, if this happens, I'll fucking clip this and I'll put it like, hey, yeah. I fucking said it. Okay.
Yeah.
Next topic, because I don't want the FBI to just touch on my daughter.
Yeah, no, they're definitely following us now. So.
Yeah, they're listening through our phones. Yeah. No, but the next topic I wanted to talk about, because you have a girlfriend. Right.
Oh, I do, yes.
Yeah. So,
love her.
Okay, he has a boyfriend, a girlfriend. He has the thing is like the women's like they actually that say that, but he has a girlfriend. Okay, so don't comment like, hey, can we get date Julio? No, you cannot.
Yeah, all you thirsty boys that want to comment on this
thirsty boys and girls.
I'm taking. You
know? Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm not. Please DM me.
please. Make me feel better about myself.
I'll buy you anyone. I'll buy you anyone. I'll translate everything through Google. Translate whatever you want. I was talking about this with a friend just today. And I remember a bad experience that I have with this the platonic love during a relationship. I don't know if you have like or your girlfriend has a platonic celebrity that is like, yeah, if this person hit me. Oh, fuck this person.
Oh, yeah. Like, what do they call it? It's like a...
Yeah, celebrity a pass.
Celebrity yeah, celebrity pass. Pass, yeah.
What is your intent? Do you have a celebrity pass? Hear this.
Celebrity pass. Honestly, like, any like woman rapper.
Any woman. That's any woman. Anyone. Any woman.
Done. Anyone. No. Like a woman who raps or sings like has my heart. So like
Nicki Minaj.
No, like SZA, you know, yeah, okay. SZA, yeah. And then Kali Uchis.
Kali Uchis, sexy.
Yeah. So yeah, like that.
Does she agree, like, okay, if in weird moment, Kali Uchis is like, hey, you want to fuck? Will she be okay, like, if you're like, this is my celebrity pass? Oh.
I want to say yes, but if you're listening to this series, I love you. I love you so much, baby.
So no.
What?
So do you know what is her celebrity crush? Like her celebrity past?
You know what? I don't know her celebrity past. Okay, I don't that's know okay. who
don't,
it would be.
Don't ever play that game because this is what happened to me, and I feel it's okay to have. No. Yeah, a celebrity. I mean, because she took it like way too far. I believe that was the problem.
Oh damn.
Like, she had a celebrity, like, platonic love, which is okay. Like, everybody has, like, it's okay to have celebrity love. But she kept, like, it's okay. She's like, oh, if I have the opportunity, like, to fuck this guy, I'll fuck him. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, and I will allow it because this is, I mean, because I guess yeah. You will allow the same if I meet my celebrity crush. But she kept going to the stream of being like, if he tells me to just leave you and go to him, I'm so sorry, I'll do it. And I was like, okay, this is not good because now you're like basically hurting my feelings.
Yeah, you're making me feel bad.
You're making me feel bad. So, and I was talking with my friend because my friend is like super in love with one character. And I asked her, she has a husband and a daughter. And I was like, would you leave your husband if this guy, I don't know where he's like, hey, I want you to come with me. I want you to be my girlfriend. And she said the normal responder is like, as much as I would love to do it, I don't know him and I have like a life with my husband, so I will never leave him. But this woman that I went out with, she was like, no, I'll fucking leave you and I'll be with him.
Shit.
And I was like, I understand it's a platonic like love, but yeah. You're making me feel less.
Yeah. No, that it's also supposed to be like a playful thing. Like,
it is, yeah.
I never think I'm gonna meet Kali Uchis and she's gonna be like, ooh, look at that little 5'5" Salvadoran dude. Like, let me get.
So
one.
We
no.
have a surprise for you, Kali Uchis. Jesus Christ.
Bro, I will flip this whole fucking set over. If I see Kali Uchis in this basement apartment, I will freak out.
And she's like so horny for you.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
All the messages that you did before was like, I do love you, but I'm so sorry.
Yeah. She just, like, sees all my DMs. You know, like, oh, finally, baby, you came to me, you know? It is. So, the thing with that is that, like, it is, that's really shitty. Because this is supposed to be, like, a whole playful thing. Again, I don't really think I'm going to meet Kali Uchis and get with her. Like, yeah. It's supposed to be like, oh, yeah, if I, like, you know, almost a, like, imaginary thing. Like. And it hurts even more if they, like, choose someone that looks kind of like you. You know, like...
No, I believe it's worse if they don't look like you at all.
Oh, interesting. Okay, why do you think that's worse?
Because it's like, I settled with you, but I actually like this type of person.
Oh, I see. So I think about it as, like, if they choose someone that looks like you just a little better, then that's, like... It's the
you
same
were
sentiment.
Not enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the same sentiment. Like, I settled on you. But you could be this, you know, like,
yeah, no,
it's almost like that better looking person is attainable, but she is just like got like a B version of it, you know, like,
yeah,
the,
you feel like the B version.
Yeah. Like the scrap or like the great value brand of that person.
The,
you
Timu,
know?
The Timu version.
Yeah. The Timu version. Yeah. Whatever that is. Like that's so, yeah. Cause I had a friend who is, his girlfriend thought, her like celebrity crush was like this F1 driver who looked just like my friend, but a little better. And he's like, that hurts more.
Yeah, no, I understand. I believe both streams hurt.
Both hurt, especially if you're like doing it kind of seriously. Like if you push on it, like she, like, oh, I would leave you in a heartbeat. Like,
yeah,
come on. You
have to be playful, but I don't want to do a generalization, but I do believe women tend to don't take it as we do. Like if your girlfriend is like, yeah, let's say I don't know. Jared Leto or whatever,
Jared Leto?
Yeah, like,
hey, God damn. Henry Cavill. My girlfriend's like, man, Jared Leto, okay. I'd be like,
yeah, let's say
I'm gonna leave.
Let's say Jared Leto, Henry Cavill, whoever. If she says like,
ooh, Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill. That's a good one.
Just like, yeah, if he asks me out, I'll fucking leave you. I'll fucking go with him.
Yeah.
Like, let's say just I'll fuck him and you gotta understand. We're like, yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, it's Henry Cavill. I'll feel like, oh.
Henry Cavill, I would
like Henry Cavill, fuck my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you will, like, do it like an accolade.
Yeah, I'd make that'd be a stage. Yeah. Or, you know,
You unlock
I'm literally forgetting the word.
Like in video games, like yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like an achievement. An you achievement. Know, like Henry Cavill fuck my girlfriend. I put that on my Twitter bio. You know, Henry Cavill fuck my girlfriend.
And people are like, whoa. But yeah, I think that's like the way we take it. But again, not all of them, but it tends to be like this. If you are going the same playful way,
yeah,
being like, oh yeah, if Dua Lipa, I'll fuck Dua Lipa, they're like, oh, okay. So no, I see, so yeah. So you don't like me. I'm like, no, I'm just saying, like, if Dua Lipa says like she wants to fuck me, I'll fuck her. So you'll be unfaithful. Okay, yeah. Okay,
so you want to break up.
You want to
break up. You want to break up. I'll break up right now, bitch.
Turn off. I leave the battery. I saw it. Oh, but well, we're gonna keep it going.
It's the ghost.
As the ghost. Okay. But yeah, like that, I believe they don't take it like as playful as we do. They won't put on their bio like, oh, Dua Lipa for my boyfriend. They won't do that.
If you take anything from this episode of this podcast, your girlfriend would not put in her bio that Dua Lipa fucked you. All right, just know that.
Yeah,
you know?
She's not gonna
She's
do
not
that.
Going to, all right?
But do you agree with me? Like, I believe.
Yeah, well, the thing I'm really thankful for is that I've never like had partners that were that serious about that kind of stuff. Like, and you know, and with my girlfriend right now, this is like kind of my only like serious relationship that I've been in. Like,
okay.
You know, and
cute.
Yeah, thank you. So it's nice to have like someone that's like, well, you know, and she's a comedian too. So like she jokes around and she's like, oh yeah, you know, like that's funny. Yeah. I'd let you fuck Meg Thee Stallion, like, you know, it's you know, it's like, it's nice to have that like banter with someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, they say like don't ever date a comic, like that's like a golden rule internationally apparently in comedy, but I believe the only stupid, dumb, and smart at the same time kind of people that can like be playful with all of this are also someone with a really, really nice sense of humor or another comic.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought the same thing for the longest time. And, like, I was like, oh, like, dating a comic is going to be so weird, you know? Like,
yeah,
they're going to talk about me on stage. They're going to make me feel this. They're going to make me feel bad. But I just kind of said, fuck it. And I, you know, I was like, yeah. It's I mean, and
this,
also, like,
this cuts to a whole set of your girlfriend being like, my boyfriend is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, you live and it's like, he's such a bitch.
It's just like she ranting about you for like half an hour.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting
a
here
whole
being,
special.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here being like, I love her.
I will never do that. If Kali Uchis comes here, I'll be like, I'm so sorry.
I'll be like, Miss Kali, I'm so sorry.
Miss Kali.
Miss Uchis. I cannot fuck you right now, all right? My girlfriend is waiting at home.
Let me text her and see what she thinks about it. She's not going to put it on her bio on Twitter, but
she's not going to put it on her Twitter bio, but she might say yes. So let me text her real quick. No, so I thought that too. I was like, oh my God, it's like, we're not going to have any like boundaries, like, and blah, blah, blah. But like I said, like, I think we were very upfront with each other at the beginning of being like, don't make a joke about me unless you tell me. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was, like, a really good boundary to have, to be like, okay, now we can, like, almost write jokes about each other and not have it be, like, mean or, like, backstabby or, like, make you feel a certain way, you know? It's like, oh, we can tell it, like, hey, I came up with this joke about, you know, you reading romance novels, you know? And it's okay. Like, oh, yeah, I like that joke, yeah. And so it's just, like anything, like, you gotta get it from the get-go, you know? Because if we hadn't said that to each other, I think we would have started making jokes about each other when we didn't feel comfortable enough to.
You know, I have her before in the podcast, and she just talked shit about you then. For half an hour.
I love you. I love you.
No, she didn't.
I'll never stop loving you, baby.
Romance is so cute. Like, I'm lonely. Okay. But with loneliness and happiness, no, this was a really good episode. Like, I'll do a little more clip, but I'll release it as a special bonus content. This will be the episode, but I want to have, like, one more talk with Julio Ortiz. So,
yeah,
this was this episode. Maybe I'll release the other part. Maybe not. Maybe if you pay me. Maybe if you send me some feed pics. I don't know.
On the damn. The request. That's crazy.
Okay,
If Kali Uchis sent me feed pics, I would look at them.
Okay, but there
don't
you go.
Don't clip that. So, I love you, baby.
Just Google Translate, te amo.
Yeah, te amo.
I love you. So this is the episode. I'll do one more take, but this is the episode so for now. Okay, bye.
Hell yeah. The Salvadoran-Venezuelan connection. Gotta have that shit. Bye.